I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. 1 week to go, but there's still no certain winner or even clear leader in the British election. Tonight, the leaders of the three main parties square off in the last of three televised debates. This one's on the British economy, but it might not be that illuminating. That's because all three candidates have been accused of not coming clean on the looming crisis in the nation's finances. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Listen to the three main leaders on the campaign trail and see if you can spot the problem. First, Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who claims to be the most qualified to steer Britain out of its economic troubles.
We've got to move into a strong recovery. That's why all our policies are geared on making 2010 a strong recovery year.
Then Conservative leader David Cameron, trying to make a virtue out of the party's plans to cut public spending.
I think we've gone further and faster than any opposition in British political history in saying here are tough things that need to be done. And also, we've said we accept that is still not enough.
And finally, Nick Clegg of the Liberal Democrats, claiming to be the best of a not very forthcoming bunch.
Yes, of course, all political parties need to provide more detail on how we're going to deal with this black hole in the public finances. But notwithstanding that of the three main parties, we have provided more detail than the others on the steps that we've set out so far.
The problem is in the details, or more precisely, the lack of them. An independent think tank, the Institute for Fiscal Studies, says Britain is facing the deepest cuts to government in more than three decades. All the main parties have plans, but the Institute's Robert Choate says something is missing.
What's really striking from the plans that the parties have set out is how little detail they're giving of where the cuts in public spending are going to come from, and they're relying on those cuts to do most of the job.
Britain's deficit has been ballooning as it struggles to deal with the fallout from the financial crunch. Equity fund manager John Moulton sees strong parallels with the 1970s when the government had to turn to the IMF for assistance.
Well, at the moment, for every dollar the UK government gets, it spends $1.36. All we're doing is borrowing and borrowing and borrowing.
Moulton, too, laments the lack of specifics from the politicians.
And that's the extraordinary thing. The size of the hole we need to fill is somewhere not less than $80 billion, real money. Nobody has come up with a way of dealing with that. We have to shrink the size of our state, or we have to tax our population truly to death, or we have to let our currency collapse and inflate the debt away. All of these are pretty unattractive, and nobody seems to have the political will to deal with it.
Those who work here in London's financial district are savvier than most when it comes to the bottom line for the government. They may not like what's ahead, but they want their politicians to at least own up to how bad it's going to be.
Well, I'd like them to be up front and not try and sort of gloss it over, but I don't think they'll do that because it's not in their nature.
I think everyone knows that cuts are coming, and I think everyone has a fair idea in themselves, at least within the financial services sector, what is going to be required.
I think it worries me that there are real systemic problems, and I'm not sure any of them truly have the kind of its guts or the courage to really tackle what I think is at the base of so many of the problems.
Today it emerged that the governor of the Bank of England told an American economist that the election winner will have no choice but to impose severe cuts, ones that would make the government deeply unpopular, even unelectable. That may explain why there's little chance any of the three candidates will spell out specifics in tonight's debate. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.